good morning. How are you guys at listening? Are you pretty good at listening? Did you listen to the gospel reading we just read? Okay. Tell you what, let's see how good you are at listening. Would you stand up a second? Okay. Now, turn around and face the front of the church. Close your eyes. Now, don't peek. Don't turn around. And do what I'm doing. Huh. Hey, are anybody listening to me? Okay. All right, turn around then. Now, let's try it this way. Put your hands over your ears, nice and tight, and hum to yourself. Well, hang on just a second. And when you put your hands on your ears, hum to yourself, Jesus loves me, okay? So go like this. Okay, ready? Here you go. Humming? Are you humming? Okay, now I want you to hop on one foot while you're doing this, okay? Can you do that? Somebody's not, okay. Hey, you listening? Okay, take your ears off. All right, have a seat. Have a seat. You know, sometimes we don't listen because we can't hear. We just, you know, the devil makes us deaf because of all the other things we're hearing in this world, all the other voices that are trying to get our attention, and we can't hear. But sometimes we don't hear because we don't want to hear. It's like we put our hands on our ears and we hum and say, I don't want to hear this, because we don't like what God has to say to us, right? So I'm reminded today of the story. Did you hear the story of the Transfiguration, right? Jesus took Peter and James and John up on a mountain, and what happened? Did you hear it? He was transfigured, right? That just means that his appearance changed. All of a sudden, he didn't look the same anymore. And why not? Because he was all lit up with the glory of God, right? And Peter and James and John were very afraid, and they fell down on the ground because they seen the glory of God. And then there was the voice from heaven that said, this is my Son. And then, do you hear? Remember what the voice said, the voice of the Father? This is my Son. Listen to Him. Listen to Him. Because after all that they had seen, the glory of God, the most important thing was not that Jesus lit up with all the glory of God. The most important thing is what Jesus says. Jesus' words are life, and they are salvation to us. So some of the things that Jesus said that you should listen to. All right, for example, He said, God loved this world so much that He gave His only Son. And whoever believes in Him will not die, but will have eternal life. And Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever lives and believes in me will never die. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them. From the cross, He said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And then Jesus said, it is finished. Your salvation is finished. You are forgiven. You're a child of God. And you're going to be with Him one day in the glory of heaven, where you will see Jesus face to face in all His glory. So listen to Jesus. Listen to Him. Let's pray about that. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to listen to Your voice, to know that You have loved us with such a perfect love, and that we can always trust Your words. We pray, Jesus, in Your name. Amen. Amen. Thanks for coming up today.